This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, meeting the challenge of organizing immigrant and domestic workers. We got a good look at alternative strategies to meet the demand of immigrant and domestic workers in Rabat and Morocco, one from an NGO project with the African Cultural Center of Morocco and the other from a feisty political union of 18,000 members that had created a section for immigrant workers, domestics, and others like street sellers. Rose Monday and her colleagues were sharp as tacks and very articulate. They'd narrowed their focus within the outlines of a European Union grant over recent years to the subset of domestic workers who were from sub-Saharan countries, like the Congo, Cameroon, Ivory Coast, and Senegal. Their estimate of the total numbers of domestics in the country and about the capital were huge and in the six figures, but their target was only a couple of thousand. Their main strategy had been education and training, using various conferences over the years of the project. The butcher paper on the walls looked like they had a good understanding of the issues and the abuse, but might not have succeeded in forging tactics for effective response. They touted the law that would protect some workers from some of the more extreme abuses, but it still had another year to go before implementation, so it was unclear what their options might be now. They agreed with the ODT, the Democratic Organization of Workers, and its leadership on several issues, one of them being the fact that Morocco has become less a transition stop for migrant workers moving to Europe than a destination location. The ODT was a younger union and touted its inclusiveness and openness to various workers. They ran what they called parallel structures with the informal workers in various sections of immigrant workers running semi-autonomous programs with their formal worker unions. They were proud of being the first to welcome immigrant workers. The legal framework for immigrants is fraught. The law allows a process of receiving registration that allows the ability to work. In a provision that only President Trump could love, they have to re-register annually and certify that no native Moroccan is interested in the job. If not, all good. If so, away you go. With such a far-flung membership in several offices around the country, the fact that ODT opens its ranks as a smart strategy for growth in the future with limited investment or capacity in the present. Ali Latfi, the General Secretary of the Union, was proud of his international labor contacts and mentioned having been at the SEIU convention and heard Hillary Clinton speak. He said they had also helped on the McDonald's campaign. The ODT is worth watching. They're doing some interesting work, even if we were sometimes struggling to put our arms around it. The ACM project has some good staff, research, and skills, but lacks some of the innovative instincts and aggressiveness of the ODT. Immigrant and domestic workers with a clear view of their plight are probably wishing there was one plan to build a real organization so that they could win their rights and protect them. Hopefully, we'll hear more about that in the next stage. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.